Hey everyone, John here from Gaming in the Wild. As I said on the last podcast, I've been making a few video essays lately over on YouTube. This one's about Horizon Zero Dawn, and fair warning, it contains mega spoilers. You can see the video if you're listening on Spotify, you can check it out on YouTube, or you can just enjoy the audio wherever you're listening. Let me know if you'd like to see more like this, and I hope you enjoy it. Guerrilla Games' Horizon series seems both blessed and cursed. Both games released to critical acclaim and sky-high sales, but they also both came out in close proximity to era-defining open-world titles that would come to dominate the conversation around them. Horizon Zero Dawn came out on February 17th, way back in 2017, and it was an instant hit with both critics and players, but it lives on in the shadow of one of the all-time greats that would come out just a couple weeks later. That game was, of course, The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild. When Games of the Year season came around, the awards Horizon would win were for Best Technology at GDC, Technical Achievement at the DICE Awards, and Most Promising IP at South by Southwest. And they were well-deserved. Horizon Zero Dawn is a deep, compelling, visually stunning game that pushed the envelope at the time for console gaming. But few thought of it as an all-time great, and it lost out to Breath of the Wild in both critical praise end of year and mindshare, as The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild truly did become a legendary game. The sequel, Horizon Forbidden West, came out 5 years later, almost to the day, releasing on February 18th, 2022. And like the original, it was lauded as a technical showpiece. It even won the best visuals from the adorably dorky, minutiae-focused technophiles over at Digital Foundry. But it was also outshone by another game in the same genre. This time it was From Software's darkly mythic epic, Elden Ring, which came out just 1 week later, and would go on to win more Game of the Year awards than any game in history. It's hard to position Horizon as an underdog. Combined, the games have sold almost 33 million copies. But when it comes to a deeper recognition of their creative ambition and surprising narrative depth, and their place in the video game pantheon, there is still more to be said. So this video draws together some of my thoughts about the Horizon games, how they are narratively complex and mature in a way that perhaps passes us by, and that they're actually two of the best open-world games of recent times. The Horizon games revolve around Aloy, a flame-haired orphan protagonist who lives in a primitive future human society. The tribes of her world are hunter-gatherers that live among the post-apocalyptic wreckage of the cities that we know today. Their world is dominated by ruined skyscrapers and wrecked roads. And this scenario immediately poses some really intriguing questions that hooked me and got me into the game. Namely, who built these machines? What are they for? And how on earth did the world that we know end up like this? And we do get answers as we embark on a vast adventure across this land, fighting our way through a hostile world, exploring wrecked tower blocks and forgotten bunkers, to uncover the answers that both we and Aloy crave. We use Aloy's focus, that is a small AR device that clips onto her ear, that can interface with long-dormant computers, and through seeing their files, we can slowly unlock video logs, holographic diaries, voice notes, and texts that start to fill in the blanks. And what we uncover is a deep, detailed sci-fi story. It's a history that involves figures from the distant past. And this hidden history revolves around corporate greed, technological genius, and industrial hubris. It's a story of AI running amok and being turned to the wrong ends with devastating consequences. And as we play through the game and uncover its deep secrets, we discover the murky past of Faro Industries, an innovative tech company that started off working in renewable power and environmental tech, and based on the whims of its egotistical CEO, it entered the military-industrial complex, much to the disgust of the people who had created its greatest inventions. One of them is Elizabeth Sobeck, who will be a key player in the story, whose ingenious machines are put to questionable uses by the CEO Ted Faro. And by chasing profit and influence, he used these inventions to build an army of self-replicating autonomous war machines capable, in emergency, of processing organic matter to spontaneously create additional battlefield units. But these town-sized megaliths went off program when a fatal glitch in their system led them to start endlessly replicating, consuming all organic matter in their path, and making a vast, ever-growing swarm of machines that swept across the Earth. With the situation spiraling out of control, the remaining people in this war-torn society found themselves facing the nightmare scenario, the total annihilation of all of life on Earth. And so at the final hour, they turned back to the great minds who'd invented this machinery in the first place, and they came up with a desperate plan called Zero Dawn, a planet-wide system reset that would starve the machines of the solar power they needed to survive and halt their endless expansion. But this would come at a great cost, because as well as starving the machines of the energy they need, it would also suffocate the world's ecosystem, leaving the Earth barren and uninhabitable. We discover this as Aloy standing in dripping hallways, abandoned underground labs, using our focus to hack into machines. The words are spoken through meetings that we watch, with ghostly holograms of the key players talking to each other, arguing, wrestling with their conscience, and finally putting the plan into action. But it gives us answers to those key questions. The plan worked. After this man-made apocalypse and in a far future, an AI called Gaia sprang into action, and assisted by a variety of other task-specific AIs, they started a huge, ambitious terraforming program. They made these animal-like machines in cauldron factories to purify the air in the shape of birds, to desalinate the oceans in the shape of marine robots, and to breathe life back into the Earth itself. They would process the waste, slowly reconstruct the ecosystem, and eventually start to plant seeds to repopulate the Earth with flora, and even, ultimately, to reintroduce humanity. There would be a new generation, a new first generation of humans born in sealed facilities, educated not to repeat the mistakes of the past, before being released to reclaim the Earth. It's a far-fetched plot for sure, but I found it to be absolutely dazzling. I remember having goosebumps as I explored these ancient buried labs and scaled the skeletons of skyscrapers to get to high boardrooms, watching flickering holographic ghosts tell the story of humanity's self-created demise. And now I love Breath of the Wild. It's my favourite game ever, maybe. And I really like Elden Ring too. But neither game comes close to the vast scale of this Horizon story. It packs an emotional punch that I still feel. It's a combination of sci-fi, tech horror, the hubris of humanity's technological ambition, and the more personal story of Aloy's true identity. And that's just the story. The Horizon games also have slick, ambitious combat against modular machines that you can pick apart. We come to learn that the machines look like animals because of the AI's nostalgia for the past. So even the AI characters have a lot of humanity in them, alongside human actors giving great performances with state-of-the-art facial capture technology and living in a beautiful world with dynamic water, clouds and lighting. So for me, the Horizon games really are phenomenal. They stand shoulder to shoulder with their contemporaries, and I think they belong alongside the very best in the all-time video game pantheon. So that's the podcast for today. It's just a little video essay about my thoughts on Horizon Zero Dawn, such a beautiful game. I hope that you enjoyed it. There's more like this over on the YouTube channel, and I might occasionally drop one into the podcast feed here if people say that they enjoy it. Thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves and each other, and bye-bye for now.